Diversifying Shakespeare reveals the deeper humanity in his plays. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art on 103.3 Waco Public Radio.
One of the regular misunderstandings I deal with on the part of my students is their suspicion that history has nothing to do with them and has nothing to say to them. I devote a lot of my effort over the course of any given semester to breaking through this erroneous assumption and make it clear to them that, contrary to their expectations, history is very real and can speak directly to them and to their experiences. One often encounters the same assumptions when it comes to the artistic canon, that body of works that has, through the years, been sort of enshrined as classics, from Jane Austen to Rembrandt, Van Gogh to Shakespeare, Bach, Verdi, Gershwin. Shakespeare probably comes closest to epitomizing what a canonical work is. His plays are the most read and produced in the world. But the question now is whether canonical art has any claim on the attention of today's increasingly diverse audiences, and if it can speak to those audiences at all. Many believe that it can't. Others, however, members of diverse communities, believe that Shakespeare is powerful enough to reach everyone and can do so through casting and staging. As applied to Shakespeare, one NPR reporter said recently, color-conscious casting is about breaking free from inherited assumptions and finding new ways to explore and enjoy the work. I thought of that when I saw pictures of Syrian refugees performing Romeo and Juliet in a Jordanian refugee camp. Think about that for a minute. Carl Cofield, the Associate Artistic Director of the Classical Theater of Harlem, agrees completely. It might sound different because you're not used to seeing an actor of color be a Hamlet, be a King Lear, be a Falstaff, he said earlier this summer. But if you stay with it and use your imagination, you may have a richer experience and think about the work in a new way. In San Francisco, the African American Shakespeare Company formed in 1994 for the express purpose of opening the realm of classic theater to a diverse audience and to provide a place for actors of color to hone their skills and talent in mastering some of the world's great classical roles. It operates today with the conviction that knowledge of the classics has great potential to empower communities of color. There's nothing inherently white or British or even European in Shakespeare, and to assume that there is, or worse, that it should be perceived that way, is to completely misread everything about drama and art and the way Shakespeare himself saw humanity.
This and past episodes can be found on our website at kwbu.org. Look for David and Art in the Programs tab.